We must make the House more accountable. We've been saying that now for years. Elections ought to be more competitive and representatives more responsive and responsible. And we need to simplify our committee structure, to rationalize committee jurisdictions, to streamline and professionalize our support staff, and to depoliticize our legislative process. And we ought to start today. We've got an army of candidates all across the country, not running so much as Republicans and Democrats, but frankly as reformers. This is the time for true reform. The impetus is there. The need is there. And the timing's right. Now all we need is the will to do it. And we must not wait for the committee to complete its work. In my judgment, we should be ready to accept some recommendations as soon as they are presented and move through the legislative process. I know that there's a termination date here of 1993, but the new Congress will begin in January of 93. And prospects are that in this body we'll have more new members than we've seen in my life, my tenure in this body, probably as many as were brought in the early 30s. So there's going to be that move regardless, and we ought to take advantage of it. We must reform in an ongoing manner rather than attempted to do it all at once somewhere down the road. I'd like to mention just a few areas of reform right now, and then, as I've asked for unanimous consent, to include with my remarks the entire gamut. As I mentioned, we must streamline the committee system, rationalize committee jurisdiction. This is not a new problem. In 1974, the Select Committee on Committees concluded that procedures must exist which assure a continuous review of jurisdiction assignments. Well, that continuous review is long overdue. Reviewing this system should be the top priority of the Hamilton-Grattison Joint Committee. We've got to end proxy voting around here. And we should dismantle the budget process and then rebuild it in the context of a balanced budget constitutional mandate, or some of these other things that are floating around there under different names but have the same import. We've got to bring the committee and staff ratios in the range of simple fairness as we reduce overall staff numbers. And we must reduce the number of subcommittees that have simply proliferated around here over the years. I believe that each committee could eliminate one subcommittee tomorrow and no one would notice the difference except maybe the taxpayer. We should eliminate almost all our select committees. We need to restrict closed rules. We've said that time and time again. We need to turn campaign reform into a truly bipartisan endeavor. And this is my opening round of recommendations. I've got more. I challenge anyone to suggest these matters do not demand extraordinary attention. Only a special commission with substantial powers can give them. But give the nation a good, solid commission. Provide the commission the tools it needs to perform, and then hopefully we'll get some real honest-to-goodness reform around here. I'm going to conclude my expanded list of reforms I've taken, touting, I guess, ever since I was first elected leader back in 81, and we hope that then this is the first real significant step that will be taken to get us where we eventually want to go. And I thank the distinguished gentleman for yielding my time.